Welcome to July 31st school board meeting. If you have a quorum present, we'll call this meeting to order at 5 o'clock. Stand with me in the pledge of allegiance.
The United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
I so move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Only a couple things. Projects that you've seen get finished so far this year, the science room floor is done, the doors at the STEM building have been changed over to the electronic doors, and then I don't know if they've paved that down at your place yet or not. Have they? Do you know?
Yeah.
So that should be done relatively soon. And then Greg just went out with someone today, the steward, took out a load of stuff. It's ready to be used today, but they still have the stove, wood stove to put in, and they're doing the on-demand water system. And when we were out there earlier in July, we found out we have leaks. Oh. So there's some new water pipes that need to be, we're not just replacing them because we're going to have to put in some a different way to get in, but it's not going to be that big of a project. But still, we have to do those things before we get started. And the teacher shows up this next week. She's getting teas and going to go out there and
nice
start getting ready. Take somebody special, in my opinion, to work and live in and on Stewart. So more power to her. We're excited about that. The other thing I wanted to tell you about on the new school side, Sarah and her team have done a great job of getting basically everything out of the Head Start building. It's been, I think the last shipment goes off Monday, and so it's empty, except we now are bringing in the new stuff that we've purchased, desks. I don't even know. Don't ask me. At another time, you can ask Sarah or Becky or Holly what these things are for early learners, because I don't think we have a mud table. Maybe we do, but I don't know what a mud table is. But there are things that are for early learners that are now in there. And we can officially move, because they've moved everything out, we're going to be able to use the entire building, all rooms. And so we're officially going to kick it off on August 6th. Is that right, Becky? Where we're putting things together because it's fully ours at that time. In the meantime, just so you know, everybody take a look at the Facebook page and the website. Sometime next week, she'll message it out on there. We're part of SJI Cares at the Community Foundation table. And we want to raise some money to help pay for some of this equipment that went into the early learning. So there will be a link to where you can go in and donate starting on midnight, August 16th. So if you have a couple thousand, 5,000, 6,000 laying around, don't be afraid to put it right in there and they'll match at least a portion of that. And the only thing I want to tell you is remind you that September 13th, I think is the date, I think I'm right on this, is when we as a board and superintendent will meet up with the Lopez Island and Orcas Island board and superintendents over in Orcas. So that's the where we'll put our game plan together for how we're going to approach, again, this year's session in Olympia. So September 13th.
Cool.
I think she probably sent out a reminder. Did Bridget send out a reminder on that?
I've got it. I was going to put I'll provide you
can,
more information.
You can provide more information then. Perfect. That's all I have to say.
Any questions? 3.01 is the approval of the 2024-25
school improvement.
A portion of it.
Portion. Could I have a motion to
approve
the Friday Night School improvement?
I so move. Come on, you guys.
Second.
Any discussion?
What?
Fred, what's the portion that we're approving tonight?
Well, the portion means that just like mine, Barb made a good point last time that on the Griffin Bay one, we didn't have an elementary section, on which we should. But what we have to do is there's a specific reason why we get the grant, the OSSI grant. And the school improvement plan has to address that part of it so that we may have more than one goal, which she does, but we only have to have one goal specific to that grant approved by you by the end of July. Okay. So that's why. So she's going to come up. This has to do with a achievement gap and multilingual learners. I'm sure she's going to come back with probably a reading on a math one. I don't remember what you're working on in September when we do the rest of them.
Okay. I have a question. How many multilingual learners do we have at the elementary school?
Working? That's a good question right now. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head because we have had so many. Do you know off the top of your head? We had a group that we looked at their scores. We recorded their scores at the end of last year and then followed them through this year for the goal this last school year. And there were 32 that were ML, working with Betsy ML students. So,
and how many multilingual teachers or instructors do we have at the elementary school?
Well, we're going to have two in this next year with the new hire.
Not 1.5.
Yeah, not two.
True. Two different people. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Bell, do you think that's enough instructions? Is the 1.5 enough for 32 children that we're trying to elevate?
I think that help us with that answer is already more than last year. And the really great thing that will happen to target the are with 1.5 split district wide, did not have the capacity to target some kids that were struggling so much. So we have the ability to put more to target those goals. So we're looking at that.
But it's more. It's more than last year.
Yeah, it's
more. We're offering more. Yeah, that's an end of year question. Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
So
my last question was about there was a link to a table that was in there, and I didn't see the multilingual learners listed in any of the columns. It was measured by student group. If you look across, So I was trying to figure out. Sure.
We have English language learners. So that they're still calling it English language learners here.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
You can see that's the lowest percentage in the next.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Section 4.01 of my consent agenda, standard monthly expenses. I'm not going to list all of them. There were quite a few names, but gratitude for the Public School Foundation, Rotary Club, San Juan Island Community Foundation, United Way, another one from the Community Foundation, Department of Agriculture, that was for the cafeteria table, and then TJ, I'm sure you saw the Flexed Bus grant.
Jump out of the chair.
Then there was also the requisition for approval that was for the Friday Harbor High School science room. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
You're welcome.
Second, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Yes.
4.02, monthly enrollment and finance report.
Maybe technical difficulty. You got it, man. Yep.
Okay.
Right, so these are the final numbers. I think I saw them in last month, but I've verified all this against the OSPI and our final enrollment count for last year was 783.3. You can see at the bottom of the page. And that is what our local levy will be based on. For the 2025 tax year. Any questions on the report? The only thing I'll point out is
Jose, sorry, can I stop you? Can you go back up? What did you say? What it would be based on?
783.3.
Okay.
It takes into account everything: Open Doors,
right.
Let Me Start, KOE.
Okay.
And that 783.3. Is what was used when you see the
F-95.
Budget
okay.
Based on that. Any questions as we go along? Any of this? And at the end of June, we were overspent. Spent more than we took in by $1 million. That's not uncommon. We get about 25% of our apportionment, annual apportionment, in July and August. So we already made a $200,000 dent into that in July. And we'll do the same in August, and then close up the year and accrue other monies that will all no longer be in the red. Any questions?
We're going to have a public hearing for the approval of resolution 24006. This is the resolution adopting the fiscal year for the 2024-25 budget.
So I'll start with this is the budget format that you're used to seeing. And then there's, a couple dozen maybe reports, the official reports that we have to present. Or that we prepare and present that we can look at individually afterwards after we finish looking through here. And I'm just going to call up my notes. I don't know if you remember last month, the 4-year budget, we were looking at multi-hundred-thousand-dollar cuts going forward in the next couple of years. And that's now been reduced to no cuts this year, and at this point, we're looking at a $20,000 deficit in the 25-26 school year. And again, this is all, enrollment driven for the most part. That was a primary factor for this year and helping us next year. There's also additional funding from the state in special education. That was the second factor that helped us a bit. And the Stewart Island School, even though it's costing us money right now, we make money as long as the school is open. Then once the school closes and out of 6-7 years when those kids graduate, no longer are there, unless we get new kids, then that surplus that Stewart gives us, potentially gives us, will go away. So that's something that we're looking at and aware of as we move forward. The big things in the budget, if we look at the 24-25 budget and the 25-26 budget, on the revenue side, there's a big increase, excuse me, from the 23-24 to the 24-25 budget, there's a large increase in the state revenue. This year, our budget was $1.8 million. Next year, it's 2.9 million. So besides just the maintenance funding that the state provides for IPD and cost of living, the things I just mentioned along with the transition kindergarten program is raising that state level state funding amount significantly. With that comes an increase in cost. So you'll see that on the expenditure side, you know, our salaries have gone up. And overall, even though there's a projected surplus this year in 2024-25 of $20,000, our fund balance actually is going down about 12% to 10%. Because while there's more money, it's a smaller percentage of a bigger chunk of money, which is our expenditure budget.
And the good side of it, compared to 23-24, if you base it off of what was originally at 23-24, it's gone from basically a $390,000 potential deficit in spending to $20,000 above. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it is a positive when you look at it in the long run, but it doesn't mean we're free and clear.
No, it's a really good. I mean, it's from a starting point perspective, this is really good. If we're looking at it in 2 years from now, you know, in the 26-27 school year, under this projection model, cutting $150,000, that's a good place to start. You know, considering where a large majority of school districts are at right now,
mm-hmm.
And there's always the hope and somewhat of an expectation that the legislature will come through a little bit more next year. Because this model represents IPD. IPD increase to salaries and an IPD increase to funding. So, and we all know that that's not going to happen in reality. It's going to be more. So any state funding will help towards that and avoid cuts like we did this year.
When are the next meeting conference for negotiation?
This is negotiation year, so next May probably is when we'll be in negotiation.
Okay.
So this is the end of the three-year cycle.
So that's it, unless you have any specific questions on this or any of the reports in the other page. I mean, assuming not on the page, but in the agenda list.
No question.
No, just a much better outlook than when you're thinking.
Yeah.
Compared to a lot of districts in the state, this is actually really good.
Most districts in the state.
Yeah.
At least in the very least. I'm not aware of any other district that has been able to avoid cuts like we have. And the one thing that is in here as well, that has to be presented to the board that the superintendent will sign after the meeting. It's the MSOC disclosure. When the state gave additional funding starting this year, it was very specific in what the intent was, which was utilities, insurance, and school security / school office staffing. So with that comes a disclosure form that the superintendent has to sign and submit, and that's on the screen right now. And you can see that in just the programs that are on there, which is basic ed, ALE, and then the district, the school-wide program, which includes, does not include food service or transportation, we're spending almost $800,000 more in MSOCs than we get from the state.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have the other programs, it just increases it even larger.
There was a big push at the legislature last year to increase MSOC spending, correct?
Yeah, but it went from...
Didn't do anything.
What'd they end up at? $21?
$21 per fee.
Yeah.
So, you know, 21,000, not even 21,000.
Yeah.
And it was quite a bit more than that at the very beginning. And
oh, a lot more.
In both chambers, actually.
Yeah.
And then it just got cut down and cut down and cut down.
Perhaps it's something we can bring up again in September.
It's a WASA stance, by the way. So there are one of the three things on their platform is MSOCs, special education, and transportation. That's where they're targeting the shared co-work legislature.
WASA.
WASA and WASDA is going to join in too, and then AWSP, and I think WASBO as well. They're joining forces on this platform, aren't they?
Yeah, they put that, I don't remember when they put their priorities out already.
Question? Anything more?
Just leave
a motion to approve.
Second.
A lot of work.
You didn't want to go through every page of the F-195?
Oh my God.
I did have a 7-page summary for the general fund, though.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye. That's.
Section 5.01, this is the, well, it's not applicable, this is the first reading of the policy revision. Section 5161, is the way you have to separation. 2401, financial education, mastery based learning and credit. And 5264, staff expression. Also included with the 5282. This would be the first reading as a retirement because of 5161 covers the ability. So again, we're going to take action on that. That's the first reading. Yes. Okay. Any questions on that? the acceptance of my resignation. To approve my resignation.
I saw move.
Not there yet. Not in my notes.
You got one over here.
I'll second.
Yeah, I move. Yeah, I'm ready. Can we vote? No.
Wait. Let's try that again. All in favor?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I abstain.
To work alongside all of you, board directors, and all of you. It's bittersweet, to say the least, but I'm very excited to move into this. What I love the most, not being with the early learners and being a part of the other side of the country. Next month, I'll be over in the future. So, thank you all very much. So, immediately.
Before moving on, I just want to say thank you for everything you've done. And I can still remember the first day you were over there in the middle school and you took over for Brent Snow. And it was a unique setting over there for a little while. You remember that? And so thank you. I think for all of us here, I want to say thank you for what you've meant to the board for how many years you've been doing this? 6 years? Yeah. Holy cow. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
So effective immediately, Evans will be stepping into portion.
Okay. Well, thank you, like Sarah, for everything we really appreciate it. We will miss you, so you better be sitting out in those comfy chairs next time. So now we're supposed to discuss the process to fill the board vacancy. You all got the printouts and everything, the procedure and the other stuff. So any questions, any thoughts, any discussion? You guys, come on.
It's self-explanatory.
Timeline looks good.
I think you guys need to choose a date today, Barb, for your actual interviews. We can get that on the calendar.
Their applications are due noon on the 6th of September. Mm-hmm. So how does everybody's calendars look around that week?
19th or 20th is better than me. I don't think I can make 16th or the 18th.
September. And our
our next board meeting is the 13th, correct? Yes.
That's the August one.
Oh, that's, yeah, and then we have the 25th for the regular. Yeah. So we need to decide by the 25th or well before the 25th, right, Fred?
Yeah, we'd like to have that person be able to attend that first board meeting in September.
On the 25th.
On the 25th.
Okay. So when, TJ, does not work for you up until
the 16th through the 18th.
Okay. How about Thursday the 19th?
Oh, can't do it.
Brian's groaning here.
You want to do it the week before?
If we did like 11th or something, a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, the 11th.
I think that's fine with me.
Okay.
That's what?
Yeah, but it's also a good day of change.
Oh, yeah. Took me even longer, right? Okay, so what time do you guys want to meet on September 11th to interview?
Mm-hmm. And almost like 5 o'clock, like normal.
Do we want to interview, though? These are interviews that we need to do.
Yeah, this is the interviews, and then...
I mean, I don't know. We could probably start a little. I mean, could we start at 3 or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, just start at 3 that way. Yeah, I mean, I don't anticipate there being a lot of interviews to conduct, but I think 3 o'clock would give us a little space just in case.
Well, you're in here and you still have school going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
So we can either do that or you can move the interviews. Well, it's a public meeting, so anybody can come to it.
And we can't do it in the district office.
Well, the only problem with, I guess you can, if you have a crowd, then you're going to have to change places. But yeah, we could do it in the district office, couldn't we?
Okay.
Yeah, we can just plan on 3 o'clock district office on September 11th.
Okay.
And then.
And if we have a whole bunch of RSVPs or something, we'll move it.
Yeah. And then after you're finished with how many, you know, the run of people who are going to apply, then there'll be an executive decision, a session mm-hmm. to make a decision. And then you'll come out and make an open public meeting to mm-hmm.
announce
it. Not your choice. Yeah. So is that what I heard? 3 o'clock, September 11th, district office?
Yep. We're followed by an executive session.
We have to advertise with.
The only issue is we will be able to do that, but it's going to have to be closer to the time, Diana, because
right.
It depends on the number of people being interviewed. Last time they gave them 30 minutes, even though they may only interview for 20, it allowed for the one person to leave and a new person to come in without, you know, being in the room. Even though it's open public meeting, they could stand there and listen to the other person if they wanted. But
I did. The first person. Because I went first. He left the room. And then they allowed me to stay for their interview.
Yep, you can. It's completely up to you. So
interviews on the 11th, an executive session to be determined mm-hmm. dependent on how many interviews there are to be done at the district office.
Exactly.
Any other discussion on that?
On just the interviews?
Mm-hmm. Same exactly the same. Okay. And then we need to approve them on the 25th.
You will make your decision that night, and then we'll do the vote on the 25th.
Okay, so we have to have not only an executive session, but a regular meeting.
After the executive session. Okay. Unless you guys can't come to a conclusion and need to have another session. Okay. Still have to come out of executive session to close mm-hmm. it.
Right. Okay. So we need to go into regular session and then go out. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you're either taking action to do something or you're taking action to not do something. It has to be done in public.
Okay. Anything else on that particular 5.03?
Well, on 5.03 itself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you have the public notice? Is it up there? If you guys get a chance to look what's on the board, right now that's what is going out. Those are the... Love it. It's okay. He's watching the same thing over there. if there's those are the qualifications, and this really was what happened last time. Mm-hmm. I think it was pretty much the same thing that Brian saw when he applied. And so, if you think there needs to be anything else, you can speak now, and we can make changes to it. It's also something that can be. Well, no, but we need to accept it. So we need to discuss it tonight if you want anything different. And it's going to go out next Tuesday. Is that what? That's right.
It'll be in paper on next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Oh, you got to put it in Cavisto's paper too. Okay. Do we need to have a motion to approve this? Okay.
No.
Didn't think so.
Just if you wanted changes, you need to try to talk tonight. You're really on it.
Knowledge of educational programs is vague. I mean, I wouldn't want to like scare someone off. I mean, like they don't feel they know like a curriculum, or they don't know like what, you know, they're teaching math-wise in elementary versus this over there. I mean, it's not bad. I don't want someone to say, oh, I don't really know what the educational programs are.
That one probably is kind of sketchy.
So do you want to take it off, or do you want something that talks about someone's ability to learn educational programs, or just take it off altogether?
Because honestly, I mean, it's not that important. They tell us what the educational programs are going to be, and we decide whether that's, well, you know, that's worthy of spending the money on.
I think it should probably be taken out.
Okay. I agree.
Anybody else want to?
Which one?
This one, knowledge of educational programs. I mean, because we don't decide that anyway. That's what.
Yeah, we decide if it's worth funding.
Fred and his team does.
No, it was in there when I was here.
But is it necessary? I don't really think.
Well, so. I'm sorry, I let it slip by when you came by.
Yeah, that was okay. It's like, I didn't have knowledge. I wouldn't be.
That's really simple.
I think I don't have a problem with it in there. I mean, it's nice to have some sort of a knowledge of educational programs. I mean, different kinds of, you're going to hear that lingo, you know.
But I guess I feel like anybody who's going to apply is.
They're gonna have some
mm-hmm.
some idea. I just don't think it's a prerequisite to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a prerequisite.
I just don't want to. That's my only. I just don't want to push someone away just because, like, oh, well, I don't really know it.
Yeah,
you can demonstrate knowledge
because there could be some.
The rest of it's all. I mean, that's all. I mean, I love the rest of it. I just wouldn't want to cut someone out for them.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Okay, so are we gonna leave it in or take it out?
What's your recommendation?
I recommend we take it out.
I will go with John's.
Okay, and I would too. Okay. So you're outvoted.
I'm outvoted.
Okay.
It's all right. Twice it's happened.
Okay.
Three times I'm gone. No.
I mean, the first one, demonstrate the strong interest in education. So that's boom.
That does
right
all of it.
But knowledge of educational programs doesn't mean that's yeah. That implies enough knowledge.
Okay. We're done with this subject now. Moving on to selection of a new vice chair and WIAA rep. I would like to nominate Brian as the vice chair and WIAA rep, and he has agreed to serve if elected. Would anybody else rather do the WIAA?
or be the vice chair. Anybody else want to nominate themselves?
I think Brian's got it handled.
Okay. Any discussion besides Brian's got it handled?
Go, Brian.
Okay.
So I need a motion. Oh, I moved. So I need a second.
Yeah, second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Fine. Yep. Okay, you're it, Brian.
I'm it.
Congratulations, I'm Brian.
Thank you for.
Barbara's going to be gone the next 3 months.
Wait a minute.
Additional director reports. That would only probably be TJ. Do you have a ledger?
What next? WASDA ledgerette meeting is Tuesday, the 6th of August. I believe that's next week. on a meeting on the 13th on Orcas Island. So Bridget and I have been exchanging emails. They're looking at, they'd like to have a presentation similar to what we did for the WASDA meeting that was here in April. And since school's going to be in session, I don't know if that's feasible or not.
A presentation from one of from us?
Yeah, so for example, they want a district presentation. So they're doing PTSA and the board president from the Orcas Island Education Fund are making presentations.
Well, okay.
We're going to be in agreement, so go ahead.
Okay, I'll speak openly then. I don't know if that what's our purpose.
Right.
And that was great for the WASDA meeting, and it was a different thing we were just doing at that time. But this will go for a specific reason. It has to do with our grassroots work, correct?
Yep.
So if the presentations, if we're going to have presentations, then maybe we should be talking about presentations that we see as concerns financially, and we could work with Jose over here or something like that. I don't want to create a presentation just to show how great we are or something that we're doing great. We could bring the same thing over, but it's just more of a repeat. So how is that presentation going to help us?
Right.
In our discussion about what we're going to do.
I think it's easier for them to provide a presentation like that if they're hosting it.
Absolutely.
You know, we're coming over to them. It's not easy to get there. I don't feel that a Zoom presentation is going to be worthwhile. I don't want to do a pony show that we just throw things against the wall just to make ourselves look good.
No, not that setting.
So I will look to the remaining board members on that, see if anybody disagrees with that, but otherwise I'll let Bridget know.
I would not be really particularly interested in something. I want to get to the meat of what we're going to do as a group rather than have a bunch of dog and pony shows.
Okay, so everybody's in agreement with?
Yeah, we don't need a whole bunch of propaganda stuff, just members.
Because it seems to me, even though that we may not be able to come out of there and do something that is really a definitive plan of attack, at least we know what is each district's primary concern or issue, and it kind of shapes how we act. So if, you know, I think that we all would be still wanting to argue over regionalization, but we also recognize that that's not going to be pushed by WASA or WASDA or WASBO anyway. But what is each district's biggest concern? Because there are differences in each place. And that's what's interesting to me. And it kind of helps reshape my own speech when I'm talking to a legislator, saying, well, yeah, this is what I want, but here's what's happening now.
The other question I had for Bridget was, which of our three legislators are going to appear at this meeting?
Yeah.
Since they have to leave Anacortes with our infamous ferry schedule. And she doesn't know because she has not sent out meeting invites yet. So we don't have an RSVP. I would guess that Deborah Lakanoff would not be attending. I don't know if Representative Rammel will be there, and I don't know if Senator Loveland will be there.
Well, the only reason Senator Loveland might is because she's in a race.
She's in a race, yep.
And Alex doesn't have anybody running. He's running unopposed. Is
correct.
Is Deborah?
Deborah's running unopposed.
I can see them not showing up at all.
And as we learned last year, Senator Lovett's primary concern is not education.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So she made that very clear during that meeting. So, you know, we run the risk of scheduling an off-island meeting on the 13th with no legislators or likely one who doesn't really care about education. So I'm just laying the framework for what this meeting is looking like, to be honest.
Does it being held in Florida's help at all for the participation?
I mean, we went to the anniversary for no reason.
I just
don't know if Borkus like completely precludes. I mean, if they're like, no, we're not getting on the ferry and doing that. But if you were to meet over here, then I would be willing to, you know, shift anyone. The only thing I'm throwing out there. I mean, if it helps an RSVP by not having to come out to the islands, I would be fine going to the mainland if we had to.
One of my concerns is whether we'll be hijacked again.
Yeah, the council's not supposed to be,
no.
be our state representatives. I even if they don't show, I mean, I don't want to go there just for a meeting's sake, mm-hmm. but even if we don't get Rommel or Lovett or Lacana, I don't mind hearing what are the specific issues in their district. I don't mind that. If we can get to that discussion, sometimes that's helpful. But I don't want to just go over there just to
watch their
or to give a
their PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah. Or someone or their, yeah.
I think we're in agreement on everything, so I'll reach out to Bridget and continue communication.
Okay, so that September 13th may not be put on the calendar yet.
May not.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Anybody else have anything?
We miss you, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to 5.06, approval of the board calendar.
Sorry, it's unbelievable, right?
The only thing that may fall off of here is September 13th, and we need to add September 11th for interviews. An executive session and
can we put that calendar up there? No, I'm good.
Ten 10:30 a.m. Special board retreat. Do you know why that's on there, Diana?
It says exact date, time, and location.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just put, we're hoping to have something with a new board member to go and review our effectiveness for a couple hours. That's, and then talk about board operating principles. Don't do that to John.
Sarah, you better be ready to hand over all this stuff to me because I didn't keep copies of it.
I don't know. Someone just sent it down to you.
Okay. Someone here. Sarah's gone. She doesn't care anymore.
Well, I do want to point out, too, before the that even though she has left the board, she remains president of all levy committees for the next.
Congratulations. That's like a bylaw thing. Did we do a bylaw thing? If we're gonna pass it in the next meeting, but you're not a part of it.
Well done, Fred.
That's not a joke.
Any other additions or changes to the calendar? Any other information to impart for the good of the order? Then.
Do we need to take action?
So, can I have a move to approve the calendar pending several changes September 11th to September 15th? At least.
Calendar that I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it. Any other discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. So, calendar is approved.
It is 5:45, and if nobody else has anything else, my college meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.